Minnesota News Network. I'm Bill Werner. The estranged wife of Minnesota Corrections Commissioner Paul Schnell is accused of trying to kill their vulnerable adult son with a potentially legal dose of medication late last year at his adult group home in the St. Paul suburb of Vadnais Heights. 64-year-old Julie Meyer Schnell facing charges of first-degree attempted murder after putting enough lorazepam, an anxiety medication, in her 33-year-old son's feeding bag to make him go to sleep forever, as the criminal complaint states it. Her son was brought to the hospital and diagnosed with acute respiratory failure. Commissioner Schnell filed for an emergency restraining order against her after learning about it in June. The two currently separated after filing for divorce in 2023. Meyer Schnell's next court hearing is on October 9th. Vice President Kamala Harris speaking tonight to cap the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Carleton College analyst Stephen Scheer indicates there's no consistent reading in the polls on how undecided voters will react to Harris, which he says gives her an opportunity tonight.
She has to balance necessary specifics with an uplifting theme.
Scheer notes so far, Harris's campaign has not dealt with a lot of policy specifics. Julie from St. Paul, one of the first people through the gates at the Minnesota State Fair this morning on what is a particularly special day for her.
Today is my 60th birthday, and I was almost born at the fair 60 years ago today.
She says her mom was in labor, but came to the state fair anyway.
And so she was not going to lay in the hospital and labor. The fireworks went off and her water broke, and they drove to the hospital, and I was born 7 minutes later.
Julie says her parents always brought her to the state fair for her birthday party. Her favorite food on the fairgrounds, she says, is Tom Thumb mini donuts. And former Golden Gopher running back Mo Ibrahim is joining the Minnesota Vikings as a free agent. He's the U of M's all-time leading rusher. In other headlines, a North Dakota woman has pleaded guilty in connection with the death of a one-year-old on the Spirit Lake Reservation in East Central North Dakota. February 2023, 27-year-old Kenzie Baker of St. Michael, North Dakota, called 911 to report a child not breathing. Child died at a hospital in Devil's Lake. An autopsy revealed that the child died due to neglect, abuse, and repeated untreated injuries. Baker admitted to being aware of swelling for 2 weeks and not seeking medical care. Her sentencing set for January. 19-year-old Rachel Visser of Hutchinson has been crowned at the state fair as the 71st Princess K of the Milky Way, and her message to Minnesotans, dairy farming, not easy.
It's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and 365 days a year.
Visser says people don't acknowledge just how much care farmers show toward their animals in their daily duties.
This is so essential to producing the healthy, wholesome dairy products that we love to enjoy.
You're listening to Minnesota News Network.